Right, joined by Kurt Haggerty. A tough night in East Hull, Kurt. Didn't really get going in that game. Hawkins Rovers is a good side, but where do you think things went wrong tonight?
I think when you're completing at 35% of the first half, you're chasing the game straight away. We made too many errors and we were too loose defensively. We wasn't connected enough to solve some of the really strong ball carries. I think that hurt us early and we never really recovered.
They're a good side, aren't you? You can't afford to give them a lift. You think we did that in that first half? We give away too many penalties, like you said, the completion rate. That sort of we killed ourselves at times, didn't we?
Yeah, well, they're the form team of the competition. They're playing really, really well. When you're riding that wave of confidence, you know, you become very, very hard to beat. But yeah, penalty errors and some sloppy defending in the middle just kind of cost us. And it was hard to call it back. To come here, for one, you're not going to win the penalty count. And two, you can't give away cheap tries and cheap penalties and errors.
Seems a world of difference from last week. Big win last week. Big confidence game next week now against Catalans. Obviously, they play Wigan tomorrow. That could become a shootout now. Is it difficult to lift the players, or do you think they'll just lift themselves in training?
No, we're pretty honest. We'll have some really honest chats. We'll move forward really quickly. We're prepped for Catalans. It's another home game. You know, we love playing at home, so we'll move on quickly. We certainly won't brush over it. We'll fix some things up as we go, but no, it's a big week next week.
It's a long way. It's a long drive home when you come to Hull as well, isn't it? What do you think it is about this ground? I mean, Hull have had some tough games here, haven't they, over the last couple of times they've been? Hawkins and Rovers will look the real deal this time, don't they? And they're going to be an hard team to stop, particularly on their own ground.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, if you're a betting man, you'd be putting on money on Hull KR to win the competition. They're looking very, very good. To come here and not complete and compete against them, you're not going to beat them.
Is this a problem that can be fixed for next Saturday, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll fix it and we'll move forward.
A few players were missing tonight. Ryan Briley was out, Logan Lewis was out. Can you tell us what's been wrong with them? Is it just illness and knocks, or being rested? Or?
No, so Ryan has had sickness back end of the week, so that's why Ryan's missed out. And Logan Lewis, just injury, I'm sure it is growing.
Good to see Jack Ormeroy back in the team tonight. That was one bright spark. He's been out for such a long time, hasn't he? Good to have another forward back in the side.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to have another big man out there. So it was great to see Jack back and get some minutes under his belt too.
And the night of struggle, really. I thought one shining light was Chris Hankinson. You know, he filled in at that full-back role, and he always seems to do himself proud every time he plays, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a different full-back to Ryan Brealey. They both have different areas of the game, which really benefits the team. And Chris always plays tough and he does the little things that probably don't get noticed. So yeah, we're really happy with Chris Hankinson.
Thanks very much for speaking to us. I know it's a disappointing night, but hopefully you can bounce back. Safe journey back tonight, Kurt. Thank you.
Thank you.